It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Well, maybe our Thought of the Day should have a little good news for a change. Democrats got some alarming news this week as the Associated Press reported that more than 1 million American voters have switched their registration to the Republican Party. According to the new report, the phenomenon was widespread throughout various regions of the country and was especially pronounced in suburban communities where the AP said far more people are switching to the GOP. Remember, in recent elections, Democrats have relied heavily on support from suburban voters, in particular from suburban white women. There are several reasons the AP cites for the shift, including concerns about progressive ideology or lack of transparency in schools. However, more broadly, the article seemed to indicate that the Democratic Party has shifted way left in the eyes of the voters. Suburban voters are often commuters, and they're feeling the same inflationary pressures that everyone else is, while the proximity to cities, where many work, makes crime, urban decay, and homelessness all factors in voting decisions. Polls show enormous frustration from voters and very low approval numbers for Democrat leaders. Also, gun ownership is on the rise in minority communities. Gun sales to Black Americans rose 58% in 2020, according to the National Shooting Sports Foundation. They reported that in the first quarter of 2021, 90% of gun sellers said they saw a general increase of Black customers, with 87% of gun retailers reporting seeing an increase in Black women purchasing guns as well. Last year, around a quarter of Black adults owned a gun, a jump from 14% 6 years ago. Gun ownership among Black Americans essentially doubled in a few years. The spike began in 2020, but it lasted beyond then, leading experts to speculate that rising crime rates have played a key role in the surge of new gun owners. Philip Smith founded the National African American Gun Association in 2015 and said the group has grown immensely since 2020, when they started getting about 1,000 new members per month. Now they have 48,000 members across the country. He told NBC News that more Black Americans buying guns is an awakening and that this is a movement in a certain direction, and I think it's a good direction. Some gun ownership groups, including the NRA, have begun specifically marketing to Black Americans over the past several years, something they didn't do much before. More recently, however, some activists have said they want to change misconceptions around Black gun ownership and promote the right to bear arms.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850wftl.com.